The dead 007, dead. You should have studied the plot more carefully. Fanatical revolutionaries kidnap a millionaire's daughter and hold her captive for 8 weeks. Of course, she could have been brainwashed. Could have turned. Evidently, she did. Twice. You've forgotten the landmine on the Black Sea beach. You were immobilized. But is your edge sharp enough? That's the difference between a double O and a corpse. Oh, I make you no secret. I hold your methods in much less regard than my illustrious predecessor did. But my duty is to keep you up to par. Too many free radicals, that's your problem. Yeah, they're toxins that destroy the body and the brain, caused by eating too much red meat and white bread and too many dry martinis. We'll do more than that, 007. From now on, you will be suffering a strict regimen of diet and exercise. We shall purge those toxins from you.
You got it.
I send you to a health farm to get yourself in shape. Instead, you demolish it. I've had to notify the local police, pull out the special branch, get the minister to muzzle the press, and allocate a sizable chunk of my meager budget to renovating the establishment. No! Caught you seducing his wife, did he? That is the kind of attitude that tempts me to suspend you, 007!
Order, gentlemen. Order!
Call this meeting to order! The Foreign Secretary wishes to address you, Lord Ambrose.
Apart from those present in this room, the information resides only with the CIA and British intelligence.
Wonderful.
As you wish, sir. In absolute secrecy, the Americans are trying to trace the missile that's on their eastern seaboard. The other allegedly threatens the oil fields of the Middle East.
How well protected are they from the air?
Everyone's collaborating. The Americans, NATO, the Japanese. They're putting up an air screen a mosquito couldn't get through. The release of ALCMs has to come from the president himself. Even that has safeguards. It can only be authorized after a scan of his right eye.
Oh, do come along, Bond. Let's think of a more logical explanation, shall we? About time.
Yes, he used our emergency code Tango Zebra. Heading North Africa, Palmyra.
Palmyra? Where is that?
Haven't a clue, sir.
Well, find out about it, will you?
I'll do my best, sir.
North Africa.
This is M. We've cracked the code for disarming the warheads, but we've only got 5 hours to find the second bomb. Now, as you perfectly well know, I have absolute confidence in you, and I...
That's what kept me going, sir.
Bond, all right, then. I'll be brief with you, and I know you've got your hands full. If you should come through this fearful ordeal unscathed, I'd like to offer you lunch at my club. Over.